Even if you haven't seen the film Million Dollar Baby, you may know the plot from ads, trailers, and reviews. It's about a down-on-her-luck woman who perseveres to become a boxer with a shot at a title fight. Less known is that the film is based on a story by F.X. Toole, a writer who refused to give up on his dreams and had his first book published at the age of 70. From New York, Tom Vitale reports.
In October 2000, I went to Gleason's Gym in Brooklyn with F.X. Toole to talk about his literary debut, a book of stories called Rope Burns, Tales from the Corner, and to talk about the author's two decades in professional boxing as a fighter, cut man, and trainer.
And let me tell you, I've worked seven titles, fights of one kind or another, and that vein in your neck gets thumping, I can tell you. When you're right down here in this corner, you look up and everything's riding on every move, on every decision. That's hot stuff. That's exciting stuff. That's stuff that counts. And life doesn't get, for me anyway, any better than that, when everything is important.
Boxing is important to the fighters at Gleason's Gym. Muhammad Ali once trained here, and more recently, Hilary Swank spent 3 months at Gleason's preparing for her role in the Hollywood version of Toole's story. On the day I was there with F.X. Toole, a girl was training across the gym.
Some of these girls are serious as a heart attack. Some of them are quite good at it. I don't like to see women hit each other. I don't like to see women be hit anyway. But if they're going to do it, then that's up to them. And I'm not going to step on anybody's dream. So if a serious girl comes to me and says, I want to train, I'll train her. We'll find out just how good are you. And I treat them just like the men. And with the same intensity, because I train with intensity. And people like to train with me. Because they're hearing the truth when they hear me. No fluff when you talk to me. Look, you got to put your ass in a punch. Do it like this.
Toole's experience as a trainer was the basis for his story, Million Dollar Baby, which begins like this.
Boxing is an unnatural act, whispered the voice. Understand me on this, kid. Everything in boxing is backwards to life. You want to move to the left, you don't step left. You push off the right toe, like this. To move right, you use the left toe, see? The old white man didn't look into your eyes. He looked clear through your eyes and straight into the back of your head. Instead of running from pain, which is the natural thing in life, in boxing, you step to it, get me?
Well, I was driving to work, and I was listening to NPR, and there was F.X. Toole being interviewed.
Screenwriter Paul Haggis heard excerpts from this interview with F.X. Toole on NPR's Morning Edition 5 years ago.
I pulled off onto the shoulder of the 10 freeway, which is a really dumb thing to do if you know anything about the Santa Monica freeway, and I wrote down his name, and I wrote down the name of the book.
Haggis read Toole's book the next day. Then he optioned the film rights and began writing. When he finished his script a year later, his friend Al Reddy gave it to Clint Eastwood.
He read it, and before he read it, he said he'd retired from acting and wasn't going to act anymore, so no sense reading it, and Al convinced him to do so, and he read it, and his wife read it, and he said, well, I'd like to do it, but can I direct? And we said, yeah.
And so Million Dollar Baby became a Hollywood movie, with Eastwood in the role of the reluctant trainer, Frankie Dunn, and Hilary Swank as his determined protege.
I did pretty good. Thought you might be interested in training me.
I don't train girls.
Maybe you should. People see me fat, say I'm pretty tough.
Girly, tough ain't enough.
F.X. Toole knew about tough. After a stint in the Navy during the Korean War, he decided to become a bullfighter after he read Hemingway's novel Death in the Afternoon. He moved to Mexico City, apprenticed himself, and began a career in that other ring.
I figured if I was going to be an espontáneo, that's what they call them, I was going to be the best there ever was. There was no point just being in there running around and trying to be careful. So I went in and got myself gored in the bladder.
Toole was gored by two more bulls before he quit. He moved back to Los Angeles, continued to write, and made a living at a string of blue-collar jobs, working in an ice cream factory, driving cabs, tending bar. Then at the age of 49, he decided to become a boxer.
I was living alone and, living a failed life, if you will. And somehow, some way, I'm not sure how, boxing, learning how to boxing was possible became important to me.
But after a busted nose and cracked inlays, Toole decided to work in the corner of the ring, first as a cut man and then a trainer. Throughout all of this, he kept on writing for 40 years, completing a half dozen novels and a trunk full of plays and stories, despite no formal education and no encouragement. After open heart surgery in 1988, F.X. Toole became a devout Catholic. His legal name is Jerry Boyd. He said he chose his pen name as a nod to St. Francis Xavier and the actor Peter O'Toole.
I wanted to write Irish, I wanted to write Catholic, both of which I am, and I wanted anyone who saw my name on a work to know that this guy is an Irish Catholic guy writing from that perspective, or from a perspective that was spawned within Catholicism.
F.X. Toole died in September 2002 from complications following heart surgery. 2 years earlier, he told me he spent his life doing what he loved, and that was its own reward.
I got started writing because I decided one day, like much later, I decided to go into boxing. I decided to be a writer, and it's really being enamored. It's really being enchanted. It's really, sentimental Irish romantic at heart here. But if you don't chase your dreams, good Lord, why live?
A new edition of F.X. Toole's collection of boxing stories has been issued under the title Million Dollar Baby. When the film went into production, Toole's children received $250,000 for the story rights. For NPR News, I'm Tom Vitale in New York.
That's All Things Considered from NPR News. I'm Jennifer Ludden.